Brothers and sisters, it's been about a month since the last time I celebrated a Sunday Mass with you. And last time we gathered, I urged you to work on forming a personal relationship with Jesus. And I suggested that you could do this by visiting the tabernacle where we have the Blessed Sacrament present. Or if you weren't able to do that, to read sacred scripture to get to know him. I'm sure that some of you did this, and probably others didn't. Friends, it's so important for us to spend time with Christ. He wants us to have a relationship with him. In fact, he gave us the church and the sacraments so that we could have a relationship with him. And yet, sadly, we often miss this fact. I think that we Catholics tend to focus so much on our obligations, and we do so at the expense of relationship. We talk about our obligation to attend Mass on weekends and on holy days, such as Ascension Thursday. I hope you attended. That was this past Thursday. We speak of the obligation to receive the sacrament of penance at least once a year. And even at Mass, we speak about obligations. You know, we ask ourselves, how late can I show up? Or how early can I leave and still have it count? And we become people who have obligations to fulfill rather than relationships to live. But God desires a relationship with us. He doesn't desire that we become, you know, mechanical robots who do things simply because they're told to do them. As we just heard in the gospel, Jesus wants us to be consecrated to the truth. And Jesus informs us that God's word is the truth. And God's word, of course, is Jesus himself. So Jesus is saying that he wants us to be consecrated, to be set apart for the truth, for himself. You know, most of us, I think, will claim that this is what we want. Most of us will claim that we want a relationship with God, especially when we think in the grand scheme of things. Most of us will say, yes, I want to go to heaven. And yet so often we approach the path to heaven not as one of living a joy-filled relationship with God, but as one full of burdensome obligations. And to the extent that we do that, our faith is misguided. You know, we may be doing what we're supposed to be doing, but we're not truly living as we're supposed to be living. The Christian life is not marked by the ability to carry out dull and burdensome tasks. The Christian life is marked by a joy-filled relationship with Christ. In our gospel, we just heard Jesus express his desire that they may share my joy completely. We are to share his joy. How often does the Catholic Church come off as being joy-filled? You know, perhaps a little more with Pope Francis's emphasis on joy. But generally, I think when people talk about the Catholic Church, they think not of joy-filled people, but of people who are burdened with rules and obligations. You know, Billy Joel captured this quite nicely when he sang, "I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun." Friends, let me suggest that if that's your experience of the Catholic faith, something needs to change. And I'd venture to guess that what needs to change is your relationship with Christ. Because all the rules and the theology of the church are premised on first having a relationship with Christ. Without such a relationship, the church's teachings and rules and rituals become void of meaning. And I think that priests and catechists have tended to overlook the need to speak about having a personal relationship with Christ. I was glad at our convocation a couple weeks ago to hear two other priests get up and talk about the need in our church to speak of a personal relationship with Christ. And admittedly, in my 6 years as a priest, I've overlooked preaching on this topic, not out of malice, but out of ignorance. You know, I made the poor assumption that everyone who comes to Mass must be coming because they have a significant and a profound relationship with Christ. In doing so, I made the grave error of overlooking the possibility that this might be true for some, but it might not be true for everyone. Some of you may be here not because you already have a relationship with Christ, but because you're seeking something. You're seeking a relationship with him. Perhaps you've heard about Jesus and you want a relationship with him. And so you've come here to see how to form or to learn how to form a relationship with him. Or perhaps you've simply heard about Jesus and you're here because you want to see for yourself who he is. You see, overlooking these dynamics has probably been the biggest mistake that I've made as a priest. But see, now that I realize my mistake, I sit here and I say, oh my goodness, how foolish and how obvious this seems. And how could I possibly forget that I spent several years myself in pews of churches, being bored by priest after priest, not knowing why we were standing, kneeling, sitting, not knowing that Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist, not knowing why I was expected to do the things that I was doing. And to be honest, it was because I didn't have a relationship with Christ. And probably the reason that I didn't have a relationship with Christ was, A, because nobody told me that it was possible to have a relationship with Christ, and B, nobody told me that I was supposed to have a relationship with Christ. So consequently, I did everything that I was supposed to be doing. You know, I attended Masses, even on holy days of obligation, and I went to confession. But I was filled with boredom, not joy. My comfort was that someday all this boredom was going to earn me the reward of a joyful life in heaven. It wasn't until I befriended a priest in New York City, where I was working at a soup kitchen in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Brooklyn, that I learned that I needed a personal relationship with Christ. You know, until this point in my life, I simply viewed the church's rules and obligations as something to be endured, so that when I left this world, I could earn life with God in heaven. But when we listen to that prayer of Jesus that Deacon Mike read in the gospel, we realize that Jesus doesn't want us to focus on leaving this world. In fact, Jesus prays, I do not ask that you take them out of the world. You see, I was living my life focused on getting out of this world. But Jesus prayed that we not be taken out of the world. And friends, this prayer shows us that while our faith is certainly focused not on this world, our lives are meant to be lived in this world. It's not an accident that we ended up here. We're here for a reason, and it's not a generic reason either. God has a reason and a purpose for each and every one of us. And it's a purpose that's unique to us. You know, my purpose is to be a priest and to minister to you. Did I always know that? No. It took me years of spending time with Jesus, reading the scriptures, spending time in front of the tabernacle, and spending time in prayer to know this truth. But see, once I learned this truth, once I knew him and his purpose for me, everything changed. My faith was no longer about burdensome obligations. You know, I still had obligations. In fact, I had more of them the more I got to know Jesus. But they weren't burdensome. They were more akin to the type of obligations that I have to my family and to my friends. For example, 2 weeks ago, I went to celebrate the wedding of my sister. And I did that with great joy. It wasn't burdensome. And in a similar way, when I come to celebrate Mass and celebrate the sacraments, I do so now filled with joy. And the reason is because in both of those instances, what I'm doing is premised on a relationship that's built on love. You see, if I had no relationship with my sister, an obligation to attend her wedding would have been as burdensome as the obligation to attend the wedding of a complete stranger. So many people often lament having to go to the wedding of their boss's niece or something like that because they feel obligated to do so, even though they don't know the bride and the groom. That's not what God asks us to do. God asks us to form a relationship with him. And in doing so, we'll find that the obligations and rituals of our faith aren't burdensome, but instead, They'll actually fulfill that prayer that we heard Jesus make, because we will become one with him and we will share his joy completely. Brothers and sisters, get to know Christ. Spend time with him as often as you can, at least once a day. Talk to him in prayer. Visit him in the tabernacle. Here, it's open 24/7. You can come anytime, day or night. Visit him in the tabernacle. Get to know him at Mass and through the sacraments so that you can share his joy completely. Peace to you and to all who are one with the Lord.